From the All-Ireland Business Foundation, this is Elaine Carl bringing you AIBF Business Talk. AIBF is an independent national body tasked with enterprise development and the promotion of best-in-class businesses as business all-stars. Today, I catch up with Gary Grimes of Simply Business Finance. They are an SME finance consultancy firm who specialise in building tailored funding solutions for Irish companies depending on their financial needs and are one of Ireland's fastest growing business finance intermediaries. Gary, who leads the team in Simply, has recently been recognised as a thought leader in SME finance. Gary, thank you so much for joining us here today at AIBF Business Talk. Gary, can you just tell us a little bit about Simply Business Finance and the work that you do and how it all came to pass?
Yeah, great, Elaine. Thanks for having me on. I appreciate it. Appreciate the opportunity. You love being involved with the AIBF. So getting a chance to have a chat about it is great. So Simply Business Finance, my journey kind of starts with, I launched the company back in January 2020, first of all. It was originally called GDG Business Finance, but we've just gone through a rebranding exercise to move away from that name to kind of rename the business to something that we like to try and practice, which is kind of keeping things super simple in the business. So Simply Business Finance was where the name came from, simply being the Irish translation word for simple. So trying to keep a bit of an Irish flavor in there as well. My own journey started with SME finance. I've been working in finance since I was 19 years old, 36 now. So I've been working at it for nearly just over 20 years, different areas of finance. In the last 10 years, it's been predominantly focused on SME finance in Ireland. I kind of got my feet wet with SME finance in Ireland when I joined as a startup company as a third member of staff in the door, a fintech lender that's gone on to do great things, which is Grid Finance, and grew with the guys up until the end of 2019. I held a couple of different positions with them, which ranged from business originations to the senior operations manager, up until being the fund manager's position, where I was in a position to decide which businesses got funded and what the price of that funding was. So I had a very unique journey with Grid for 5 years. Got to experience every aspect of what a business owner would go through each stages of the journey, up until they actually have the money in the bank, which is the end goal, the end result, which they're always looking for. So I made a decision at the end of 2019, some changes in my own life. I had a baby due in March of 2020, and I decided that there's no better time to start a company than when your girlfriend is 7 months pregnant and it's Christmas time. So she loved that, as I'm sure you can imagine. But what I did was I took all the knowledge and all the knowledge and experience of the years previous and then brought that into my own organization, which, as I mentioned, started as GDG and now is Simply Business Finance. So what we do, we essentially were the organization, we're experts in accessing business loans and asset finance for Irish companies. That's the small of it. The larger operation behind it, we kind of represent business owners to a panel of lenders in Ireland. What we do with those business owners, we take their journey from day one, which is a discovery of what you want and what you need it for. And then we basically take them through the entire journey from document collection, building their financial profile, which I'll talk about with you, which is really important. Building the financial solution based on the type of finance, getting the right finance for what they need, and then matching them with the right lender. With that, we'll then liaise with the lender on their behalf, so the business knows that they have an experienced professional talking the language of the lenders. Nothing's getting lost in translation. Everything is, and then they have the confidence that someone is representing them to get them the best result of the journey. And that's what we do. From the business's side, we have a motto in the business now, which is we use the KISS model. And that's not kissing, that's actually, it's keep it super simple. So all of our design processes are for the business owner in the journey to have a very, very simple experience, because that's what we want to try and we want everyone to have a really experience. So all the learning and the lessons and the experience go into a process for business owners that keeps it super simple, but generate results on the other side.
Very good. So there's a huge amount in there, Gary, that I just love to kind of to detangle a little bit, because my own background, you might know, would have been in finance as well internationally. So I'm really, really interested in the work that you're doing, because, you know, finance is so necessary for a business and for a business to grow. But also at the same time, there can be a lot of, I would say, roadblocks, but we'll say perceived barriers for smaller business owners. What can you see as being some of those barriers from your experience? Like, what would stop business owners from making an application? But also, what can they do maybe to prepare more in applying for finance to make sure they're successful?
Yeah, like the biggest one that I find, and it's easy for me to talk about finance. I don't fear it because I work in this world. You know that as well. You worked in it. But what we find as business owners, there's a huge fear of application because they think they'll be rejected. And that's what I find is, you know, so often, nearly every day I'm having conversations and you get a business owner who has a specific finance need, but actually afraid to apply for it because they think they might be declined. And it almost stops the process completely. So we work a lot with business owners to, what we do is we help them build a financial profile for their business. So we understand, give us all the information, and then to get them best prepared for making an application. I say this to business owners all the time. It's okay to be the client. It's not great, but it's okay to be the client. The reason for that is that if you have a lender who tells you, this is the reasons we're not lending to you, you can then go away and fix them. That's great. That's information that you can help to better your business, develop the business better position. So we get business owners all the time. Somebody might say to me, do you know what, Gary, I had a bit of problems 8 years ago. I didn't pay this loan, went unreturned and blah, blah, blah. And I'd say, okay. And understanding it for lenders is a massive part of the journey. So as long as the lender understands the reasons for and the story makes sense, it actually helps the businesses themselves get applications through the door and get approved more often. So what I'd be saying to business owners, if you've got a business finance need and you're afraid to apply because you think something might stop you from being approved, that should be the reason why you actually apply. Because if it is going to be a problem, address it head on, you'll understand it from the lender's position, and then fix it, and then we can go back again. And we do that a lot with the financial profile for the businesses. So the first part of our journey with all business owners is we build a financial profile for them, and we basically dissect all the information that we know is necessary for the lenders, and then we'll give the business owner an opinion. You need to fix this, you need to fix this before we apply. Business owners like that. So that just a long-winded answer to your question, but fear of finance we find is a big one, and that's one we can help business owners with.
No, and I can certainly relate to that as well from my various conversations with many of the companies that we work with here. Can I just ask as well, and look, I know that we've always had the mainstream banks who are typically your first port of call maybe when applying for finance, but over the last number of years we're seeing a lot of non-traditional type of lenders coming into the marketplace, non-bank finance sector, those who might maybe, you know, not have had very much engagement with it. Can you just maybe explain or elaborate on that a little bit? You know, who are the lenders?
Yeah, so in Ireland, there is approximately, from the last central bank report that was done quite recently, there's over 62 non-bank finance providers in Ireland. Now, not all of those 62 will be relevant to the smaller SMEs. Some of them are property and some of them would be different types of finance, which would be for more bigger corporates. But for the standard SME in Ireland, we use 13 different lenders which have different types of products. And they could be from the lender that I previously worked for, which was Grid Finance, to companies like Link Finance, Flender, asset finance providers like Grenke, Close Brothers and Capital Flow, just some examples. And in Ireland, what we're finding is there's a split at the moment between non-bank, where the business is going, non-bank or standard traditional banks. The split at the moment is about 85%, 15% in favor of the banks. And I think personally, like once business owners are aware of the other non-bank finance providers that are available out there, we will see a massive shift over to the non-bank finance side of it. So reason for that is it's speed of applications. You know, we work with businesses and we work with lenders at the same time where we can deliver an application decision within 3 days and funding within five. And it's a very slick journey. It's a technology-driven journey, and it's a very slick journey, but also has a splash of a personal handholding, so business owners know that. And that's a big thing. Now, the great thing we're seeing, that shift I think has been accelerated from COVID away from businesses using the banks as the primary source of finance over to non-bank finance providers. And that's been accelerated through something which we're seeing the government are coming out with different schemes, which are all driven by the SBCI, the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. And the SBCI have now got the confidence to go into lenders like Link Finance and give them 15 million euros to push out on a scheme, which is the COVID-19 credit guarantee scheme. And Link Finance have done a phenomenal job in getting that money out the door. And they're already, you know, I know from conversations I'm having with them that they're already going back to the SBCI saying, we need more, we have bigger demand. So that what I'd be saying to business owners is there is an incredible marketplace beyond the banks, and the lack of awareness about that marketplace could stifle the application process they might have. So if you're a business owner and you are looking to bring finance in, look beyond the banks, look at the options beyond the banks, and it'll open up a whole new world for you as well. So a whole new world of options, and as business owners, options make the difference for us. You know, they allow us to make better decisions in the businesses, and that's what we'd be always saying to people.
100% an add to our growth. But in addition to that, I know, say, from reading as well, would it be correct in saying that we are actually far behind our European and other global counterparts in terms of our accessing non-banking finance?
Yeah, look, the biggest comparison, we always look at the UK. When we were in Ireland, okay, we always look at the UK. What did the UK do? And how can we copy that and do it better or do it differently? So if you go back about 7 years, 7 years ago, the split in the UK was like 70-30 in favor of the banks. And if you go to the UK today, you'll see that shifted dramatically. It's probably around 60-40 now in favor of the non-bank finance providers in the UK. And a lot of that is being driven by, we look at Ireland, we're still a small country compared to the UK. The sample market is the same. Ireland would be considered almost the same as Manchester in the UK. So we've got a lot to learn. But the UK government basically brought out initiatives to get businesses to engage with non-bank finance providers in that country. An example of that would be what's called an innovation ISA. So in the UK, you have an ISA, which is an individual savings account. It's a tax-efficient savings account. So what the government done was they introduced this innovation ISA, which encouraged individuals to lend money through non-banking finance platforms, like peer-to-peer platforms, similar to Link Finance, similar to Flender. In the UK, you have Funding Circle and Lending Club and others like that. And what that did is actually they encouraged people to lend through these platforms and then give them tax incentives to do so. Therefore, opening up an incredible pool of funding available to SMEs in the UK. That then was topped up by government funding themselves. In some cases, they might fund an application 80% and then the government fund the last 20%. And that then helped regulation in the market in the UK. And that's something Ireland is lacking. It's just the actual kind of bridge there from our government to the non-bank lenders to get individuals more confident about using the platforms. Because, you know, in Ireland right now, I think we've over 50 billion, and COVID has increased this, over 50 billion worth of deposits sitting in bank accounts, which are earning 0.001% or something like that, where we have these innovative platforms out there that could actually give customers a really good return, you know, just below 10% per annum. So it's just that's where we let ourselves down, where Ireland is let down, really. If a bit more knowledge about the sector would bring more confidence to it. And I think if we did that, the Irish SME community as a whole, which would benefit incredibly well.
Absolutely, no, and certainly there is a huge amount of scope there. Just if we go back to your early days there, Gary, for a second, you were in a position where you were in, I won't say, you know, you were an employee in a job, you had security and safety to a certain extent, and then I know that, say, you know, your lifetime or your stage in life changed, you know, becoming a dad and all of that. What can you say were actually the driving motivational factors for you actually taking the entrepreneurial route and deciding to go out on your own?
Yeah, I always felt when I was in, before I joined Grid Finance and became a staff member of Grid Finance, I used to work for Citibank in Norwalk in securities. And again, very well paid job, very comfortable job, a lot of sideways moves in the organization. So, but when I seen an opportunity to join a startup on Grid Finance, and that I always knew something in me wanted to be an entrepreneur, but I just didn't know. I knew it was going to be finance, I just didn't know what type or how or when it was going to come. When I joined Grid Finance, I got to see from the very early days the opportunity where, you know, there is a lack of knowledge about the non-bank finance space, and Grid Finance were doing great work. But as I grew with them, getting towards the end of my time with them, I got the journey of the whole business. I understood the process. I knew myself, I knew what I was doing, and I knew how to sell or assist in businesses and getting finance. I had the experience to do it. So the biggest driver behind what pushed me to start the business was I had the experience, I had the confidence to know what I was going to do. But the biggest thing was I had a baby arriving in March 2020. And that was the biggest kick for me, because I was spending, I live in Crumlin in Dublin 12, and the Grid Finance office was in Grand Canal. But I was spending the best part of 16 hours a week in traveling in and out of the car, sitting in traffic. And I just thought to myself, you know, if I do that when I have a young baby in the house, I'm losing 16 hours a week. So I now need to do something about that. I need that time back because I want to spend that time with my family. And the mechanism to do that was GDG Business Finance. I've been waiting, as I said, the non-bank finance space in Ireland was still developing over the last 6 years. And I was waiting for the right time because the market had developed to a position where I'd be comfortable leaving that job and liaising with these lenders. And the market had got to that place at the end of 19. So the timing was good. As I said, my girlfriend Janice, when I told her, she was like, okay, do you really think that's the best idea? And I definitely had self-doubt, but the self-doubt just motivated me more to, you know, if there was ever a motivation to make it work, it was a new baby coming into the world. And I wanted to take control of my own future. So that was the motivation behind it. That and the kicker really was, I actually really, really enjoy working with SMEs. I really enjoy working with Irish businesses. And I seen the impact that a 3,000 euro stocking loan for a bridal company could have on that business, and the impact a 300,000 euro loan for a retail business to grow their business can have. And I loved going through the journeys with business owners. I loved, you know, engaging with them. I loved, you know, you get to see business names, and I love asking the question, where did the name of the company come from? And then you really get business owners, they let down the barrier. Oh, actually, it's a great one that I work with a guy there. His business was Branco. And I said to him, where did the name Branco come from? You're a Windows company. And just he explained, it's Barry, Rena, Adria, Misha, and Cora, and Orla, which is his wife and his four kids, and the fourth letter of their names, it was an anagram of Branco. So them experiences with business owners, which combine all the experience I have with Grid, the own situation where I wanted to take control of my own future, and the love for helping Irish businesses, you know, meet their goals by getting the finance and grow the business. It all came together in GDG, and I really like what I do as well. I really enjoy doing it. I really enjoy coming to work, and yeah, so that was the motivation for it. Yeah.
That's certainly coming across here this afternoon. So then, after you setting up GDG Business Finance, when did you decide to say, hang on here, it's time for a rebrand?
The rebrand, I started GDG as my initials, Gary David Grimes, and The company was me in the first year of organization, but it grew beyond me. Like, we have a team of four people now, and I started realizing that I wanted, GDG wasn't just me, it was more than me. So I wanted to recognize that with people who have helped me grow the business. And by changing the name, and I just didn't know what the name was. And an advisor that I have quite close to me, he said to me, you know, the name GDG, it can be difficult to say for some people. And then I didn't realize it, but the more businesses we were doing, I was calling people and they were saying, oh, it's Gary here from GDG. And they'd say, oh, we're not expecting a package today. And I'm like, no, it's not DPD, it's GDG. And then it was a little bit difficult. So I'd made a decision maybe about 6 months ago to change, to rebrand. We, you know, recognize that we have come from day one to where we are now. We've grown and we're wanting to grow even further. And how do we do that? And one of the advisors that I have quite close to me had said to me, don't worry about the name will come. You know, just give it time, the name will come. And over the past few years, when I started the business, I always said, I just want to keep it super simple. I don't want to overcomplicate the process. Keep things nice and simple and we'll be okay. And subconsciously, I think I'd already given itself the name when it started back in the times. But then I've never seen a t-shirt in a shop in Parnell Street, which on the front of it, I've done a post on my LinkedIn about it to start the year, which was simplicity is the ultimate achievement. And I just loved it. And I thought to myself, you know, I like the name Simple. And then I had a look at it, and then I had a look at Simple Business Finance. And then my dad's side of the family are all Irish speaking. And I'd asked one of my sisters, I said, look, what's the Irish word for simple? And she said, simply, spelled with an I for it. And I was like, I like that. So I thought about it, and then it just fit what we were doing. It fit what I wanted to achieve, the history of the business, keeping things very simple, not overcomplicating the process, which unfortunately in Ireland, business finance has been radically overcomplicated for businesses. So simply business finance.
That was before they met you, Gary.
Exactly. And you know, what I try and do is I try and say truth to the word simply, keep it simple. This is what we need from you to do the job. You don't need detailed business plans. Yes, they help, but the simple and the core information, we remove all the jargon from the conversations and we just speak to you directly and say, look, this is what we're going to do. And that's where the rebrand and the name came from. It's a couple of different things fell into place at the right time, having the right conversations with the right people. The Simply Business Finance brand was developed for me by a guy called Paul Collins. He was from Ballywire Media. Paul was a client of mine last year during the pandemic, and we just kept in close contact about different bits and pieces. And you know, and it just all came together really well, and that's where we are today. So today, it's Simply Business Finance, and Simply Business Finance is going to be the start of a bigger Simply Group, which we'll be launching. Aiming to launch additional businesses probably at the end of this year, if not mid next year, just being delayed by COVID. But we just keep it super simple, Simply Business Finance, and that's what we do. Yeah.
So it looks as if there's a very bright future ahead. Gary, before we go any further, it's obvious that you've had, you know, a very quick journey over the last year or two, you know, on the Absolutely. Entrepreneurial route, and you've already gone through the rebrand. You've got great growth and expansion plans, which we'll check back in with you in a few months' time with regard to.
Yeah.
What's the biggest mistake that you've made in your journey so far as an entrepreneur, you know, that you've obviously learned from?
Yeah, absolutely. COVID, I think I'm lucky. It's so such a strange thing to say this. When I say this to people, they're going to have to think about what I'm saying to understand it. But COVID for my business, I've probably done about 40% of the business I expected to do. But it actually helped my business as well because it accelerated the journey for me. Tenfold. It probably brought 5 years of learning down into 14 months of just complete madness, which was COVID. And all through that time, what I'd realized was I was giving my time away for free a lot and not getting paid from it. So, and I didn't realize that, but the journey of the last 14 months of COVID, my biggest mistake was undervaluing my own time as an entrepreneur, and undervaluing my time and not organizing things correctly. So I found that the biggest mistake I'd made was giving away too much time and not getting the reward for it. So we changed that in the business. So we organized, that was part of the learning. It made the business incredibly more efficient through whether it's meetings where I used to have a 45-minute conversation with a business owner to understand whether or not we could work with them. That was shortened down into a 20-minute conversation, and which doubled the efficiency of the businesses, which was brilliant. And that was the biggest mistake, was not understanding how to use my time most efficiently. And that was a key one, yeah. But the pandemic was an unusual one for me business. As I said, it helped me bring the business along probably 3 or 4 years faster, which, as you mentioned there, with the rebranding to Simply, that probably wasn't something we were thinking about doing maybe for 2 or 3 years more. But again, all accelerated in, and here we are today.
So it's really paving the way for future growth in a lot of different aspects. Gary, if somebody was to ask you for advice, on setting up their own business or, in another Irish business, what advice would you give them based on your own experiences now?
That's a good question as well, Elaine. And it's two things for me. First of all, books, reading books. And what I mean by that is understanding, reading books about the business landscape and the area that you're in, and just upskilling yourself, updating the software constantly. That's what I'd say with me, with reading books. I think reading on a regular basis just opens your eyes to the world a little bit more. You understand things a little bit better. But also, the key thing for me, and something else that's helped me drive my business on, is just surrounding myself with the right people. And that for me was key, because I think in the early stages of being an entrepreneur, it's very easy to get overexcited about your own business, because I love my business. And if someone stopped me on the street and asked me to talk about it, I'll talk about it all day. But they might not. They might pick up one or two words and then walk off and forget about it. So surrounding yourself with the right people from an early stage and getting honest feedback and advice from me was the biggest thing that helped me where I am today. When I launched GDG out of Leaving Grid, I got lots of people pulling out me, help me with this, help me with that. And I thought it was great. I thought everybody wanted my help, but I realized quite quickly, I was surrounding myself with the wrong people. So I'm gonna scale that back. I brought in somebody who's very close to me as an advisor in the business, that helped me make decisions in the business. So essentially, I kind of set up my own board within 6 months of launching the business, with people that I trusted, whose opinions I knew were going to be very honest. Not people who were just paying for opinions, which is absolutely fine as well. But that helped me get to where I am again today, again accelerated through COVID. So two things: if you're an entrepreneur and you're setting up a new business, one, surround yourself with the right people and people that you trust and people whose opinions you value that you can use to grow your business. And then secondly, books, read books. One of the best books, two of the greatest books I've ever read, The Richest Man in Babylon. I don't know if you've ever read it, but it's brilliant.
On my list.
And then Fake by Robert Kiyosaki. Two fantastic books that will, as an entrepreneur, I wish I'd read them when I was 25 years old, but I read them when I was 35 years old. And read books, surround yourself with the right people.
Good stuff, good to hear. So, look, Gary, it's been an absolute pleasure talking to you today. It's no wonder that you've been recognised as a thought leader in SME finance by the All-Ireland Business Foundation. What does this accreditation mean for you and for Simply Business Finance?
Probably very hard to measure right now. I mean, on a grand scale, because it's been so... It's had such an impact on me and my business, both for confidence and credit and everything else that comes with the association with the AIBF. And I was aware of the All-Ireland Business Foundation before I started this business. I'd always had one eye on it, saying, a goal for me actually was to I'd seen people doing LinkedIn posts about becoming business all-stars, and I wanted that. There's no beating around the bush. I wanted what they had, and I knew if I stuck to what I wanted to do. And then when I first engaged with the All-Ireland Business Foundation, with yourself and Kieran and Kapil, and we went through that journey. And then I had been working incredibly hard in the business, long days, short nights, as they say, And then to speak to someone and then say, look, we're going to accredit you as a thought leader in SME finance. First of all, the decision to leave my old employer, take the chance, set up the business in a time when I was going from a 7 months pregnant and do all that, that also, it felt like a bit of a lot of elation, because it was like, now I had somebody who was saying to me, we recognize that you're a thought leader in that field. All the hard work you put in, we're recognizing that. And that for me was a massive result with the AIBF. And with that, the accreditation has opened so many doors for me. Incredible, because whether it's being invited onto different podcasts to talk about business loans, business lendings in Ireland, just to be recognized as a thought leader in SME finance. But also it's brought me a lot of business. And that means a lot to me as well, because business owners are looking at me, other business owners in the tribe are looking at me saying, I've been through the same process he's went through, so he's obviously very good at his job because I'm good at my job. And so as an overall impact, I can't actually quantify it right now, I can't measure it, but without it, I think I'd still be a good bit behind. With it, it's definitely added to the fuel that's been the acceleration of the growth of the business, for sure.
Brilliant, delighted to hear that. Gary, let's lift the bonnet of the car now and get to know Gary Grimes, the person, a little bit better. Let's have a quick fire round. Now, I want to delve into a few personal questions, but you're just to give me the first answer off the tip of your tongue, right? No deep thinking here. Gary, what's your most cherished possession?
Cherished possession, I suppose. It's a funny one, this, but I have a Celtic football that's signed by all the players, and I've had it since I was 12 years old. I have lots of cherished memories, of course, compared to my son. Another one, I used to remember playing bingo with my nana when I was 15 up in Trimley in the St. John Bosco Centre. Stuff like that is amazing. But one of the cherished possessions I have a Celtic football. My uncle used to be the assistant manager for the U team there. He's a former footballer. And he got that for me one time when I was 12. And I remember getting that in the back of a car while I was getting in the airport. And it still sits in the office with me today on a stand. And that's one thing that I can always go back and say, I really love that. I really love having that. It's always a topic of conversation when people come into the office as well. Where did you get it? And Paddy Bonner, Paddy Bonner's signature is on it as well. So that's also very cool.
Yeah, it's cool. If you could send some advice back to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share, Gary?
Oh, that's a good one. Hindsight is a great thing, isn't it? Read The Richest Man in Babylon, the book. That's what I would say to myself. And take chances. I got cut off there.
You just got cut off, yeah. So now that's it. Read The Richest Book of Babylon, and take chances. So do you want me to go with that question again? Well, I just started with it just in case I got cut. So Gary, if you were to send some advice back in time to your 20-year-old self, what wisdom would you share?
Hindsight is a great thing. It's fantastic. If I have this conversation with myself all the time, what would I tell myself 10 years ago? And first thing I mentioned already, read The Richest Man in Babylon. It's just reading that book is kind of, it makes things very clear about the road ahead, about how you want to do it and how to get there. And I've read it 3 times now and I'm still reading it. And then also just take chances, take opportunities. Opportunities will present themselves. You'll always find a reason not to do something, but if an opportunity presents itself, take it with both hands and make it work. Commit and make it work.
Good stuff. So tell me, Gary, something that most people wouldn't know about you, something you've been keeping quiet.
Well, interestingly, one thing most people wouldn't know about me, I'm actually a licensed football agent as well, but I don't use it. Myself and my cousin had originally planned on setting up a football intermediary business a good few years ago. So I have a license to become a football agent. So if there's any aspiring footballers out there, let me know. It's not something I ever practice in. I have a football family. My uncle's an ex-professional footballer. My dad's a scout for Fulham here in Ireland and involved with the FAI. So yeah, not a lot of people know that because I never used it, so I never told anyone. But yeah, I'm also terrified of sharks.
I wouldn't blame you on that one. I can hear you. Yeah. Gary, what did you want to be when you were a child?
A professional footballer. Yeah, like a lot of boys my age growing up, it was my thing. I loved doing it. I loved playing it. I loved training. And I got to the age of 18 and I realised I wasn't going to be one. That's when I got into finance and here we are today.
Good stuff. If you could have a dinner party and invite any 4 people in the world, who would you invite?
That's an interesting question. I think it'd be definitely one football. I think it'd have to be one football, two football people: Roy Keane and Alex Ferguson. Alex Ferguson, I think, because I'm a Man United fan, and he's the epitome of leadership and just to get some. Roy Keane's honesty, I think, is a good one. Who else would I like to bring? I think I would bring maybe Mike Tyson, just to talk about his experiences in life from a lot of sports people. And then I think one business partner, maybe Warren Buffett would be an interesting one, purely because he's a financial man and he knows how to talk the talk and walk the walk. So I think a combination of them four people in the one place. It's a lot of men, but maybe definitely have to think of somebody else. But yeah, those four people at dinner, I think, would take a lot away from that dinner, I'd say.
Yeah, I'd say so too. I'd like to be serving you on that day, eavesdropping the fly on the wall. Gary, yeah. Just to finish up, if you had a motto, what would it be?
A motto? Definitely keep it super simple. Absolutely. I keep it super simple in everything that you do. That's what I try and do. It's very easy. Life is a very, very busy. The world is a very, very busy place, particularly when you've got a business running, a 16-month-old, which is now coming into himself and incredibly active. And the world is a very, very busy place. So I try to go back. And my motto for everything now is, keep it super simple. If you can't explain it in 10 seconds, you've probably overcomplicated it. And that's what I would say to everyone.
Brilliant. I love it. Gary, it's been an absolute pleasure chatting with you here today. If any of our listeners want to get in touch with you or learn more about the work that you do at Simply Business Finance, how can they get in touch with you?
Three ways. One, I love to talk. I'm a big chatter. So we think you can achieve a lot in a 10-minute conversation as opposed to back and forward email. So the number for our office here is 01-541-5447. If you're looking to have a chat about anything, pick up the phone, give us a call. The website is www.simplyfinance.ie, simply spelled with an I. And or else you can get us on email, get myself directly on email anytime at gary@simplyfinance.ie. But we do love to chat, so if anyone is interested in talking about what they want for their business and how they want to get there, I'd be very confident we could come to an agreement or a plan to work forward with a 15-minute conversation. So definitely give us a call.
It sounds very interesting, Gary, and already I know that I've got several businesses in mind that could be teeing up for that conversation with you. Gary, it's been an absolute pleasure. I really look forward to hearing what the next 6 months has to hold, because I know there's exciting plans in place which are currently under wraps with regard to the Simply Business Finance Group side of things. Yeah. So all I'd say to our listeners here today is that watch this space. Gary Grimes, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Elaine, thank you very much for having me on. I appreciate it. And again, every day I get to engage with the All Ireland Business Foundation is a day I value. And if anyone's listening and considering getting involved, I would definitely recommend it. Fantastic team, great advice given all the time. So thank you very much for everything you've done for me.
Thank you for listening to AIBF Business Talk today. I really do hope you enjoyed listening in. To find out more about the All-Ireland Business Foundation and the work that we do, especially the Business All-Stars programme, just go to www.aibf.ie. Remember, never put off until tomorrow what you can do today. Until next time, from your host, Elaine Carroll. Goodbye.